Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. In the 1960s, members of the Whitefish Bay Garden Club took the encroachment of urban sprawl on natural areas to heart. The organization teamed up with the Junior League of Milwaukee, and they put their minds and combined fundraising muscle together to set aside a space. $15,000 covered the down payment on 72 acres along the Milwaukee River outside the small town of Newburgh. It was a space where they hoped research could be done and where future generations could explore nature. Today, River Edge Nature Center encompasses more than five times that acreage, including marshes, ponds, prairies, and forest, and it's celebrating its 45th year. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz traveled to the center, which is northwest of Milwaukee, to learn about the energy and vision of the place, starting with its new executive director.
Jessica Jens had been on the job 8 months when I met her amidst River Edge's towering maples and red oak. The power-packed strawberry blonde came here by way of Upham Woods Outdoor Learning Center in the Wisconsin Dells, and before that, UW Extension. Although she grew up just a half hour's drive from the edge of River Edge, Jens knew nothing about it.
I grew up in Sheboygan County, and I grew up in Plymouth, and I had never heard of River Edge before.
Jens started her professional career in agricultural education before earning a master's in outdoor education. She describes her strategy as simple. Just get people outdoors and give them a good time.
Giving them positive experiences and trying to inspire them for a love for the natural world.
River Edge has already carved a strong niche of children's nature camps and family activities. More than 350 volunteers keep the place ticking. They staff camps and workshops and keep invasive plants at bay. Jens gazes up to the treetops. That's where she hopes one of her River Edge innovations will soon unfold.
Looking at starting a tree climbing program at River Edge.
Actually, the process is pushed beyond the exploratory stage.
Certified. There is nobody in Wisconsin to do that. So we're currently raising the funds to bring a certified tree coach. He's coming out from Colorado in November so that we can put the ropes up in our trees, our giant oak trees, our bur oaks that we have here and other beautiful trees. And you can have like six ropes in one tree, kind of lure them outside, give them that fun experience outdoors and a whole new perspective on nature in the canopy of a tree, like a squirrel. And so we are very excited. Also could be team building and I'll help with all that life skill development too. But River Edge is the perfect place just because of the amazing, beautiful trees that we have here. And so we have eight of our staff members who have agreed to become trained facilitators.
Not all of River Edge's volunteers think this tree climbing scheme is such a swell idea, but she assures skeptics that her plans will not diverge from what River Edge has always been about.
When I say look forward to the future, it is certainly not anything about changing the being of River Edge. It is continuing the good work, just looking at different ways that we can reach our mission.
Jen says River Edge's mission is solid, but it's navigating in a changed world, one in which many kids aren't bounding out of the house to play outdoors.
The amount of research that's out there showing that families just aren't necessarily getting outside. Now, there's always the exceptions. So there are families generation after generation who are inspired to be outside. But with technology, which is not bad. Technology's not bad. I am. Well, I'm actually really kind of passionate about, that's one of my things, of bridging technology and the outdoors. At Upham Woods, they're doing research right now on how you can integrate iPad usage deliberately in outdoor education setting. So I'm okay with technology, but you have to do it deliberately in a way that can help intrigue people to be outside and help increase their learning. And certainly it's not about staring at a screen while you're walking outdoors. Like, that's not, you put the screen away, but you know, the outdoors is all that competition.
Technology isn't the only obstacle to kids exploring the natural world. Jen says the problem goes deeper.
Parents are concerned for their children's safety when they're outside. You know, just to say, hey, go run around. You know, hey, go play in the woods. It's a different time. It's a different society. And so that's one of the things we're looking at here, acknowledging at River Edge and in my other positions too, is we can't just do the same things we were doing 35 years ago because people have changed. Society has changed. Families have changed. And so we have to constantly be looking and evaluating where are families at now and what do we need to do to reach them, to encourage them to come outside and to learn.
Keith Hestand is using vegetable patches to draw kids outdoors at River Edge. Among the multiple hats he wears is keeper of the Organic Children's Garden, just outside River Edge's main building.
We have summer camps at River Edge, and we have a couple of camps that are specifically garden focused. So the garden campers mainly work out of that children's garden, but they also come up here for 2 days a week.
Here is a former worn-out cornfield just about a mile east of the kids' garden. In 2007, He Stand and others at River Edge started its transformation to a permaculture farm. Its heart is a mixed fruit orchard of sour cherries, pears, Italian plums, along with disease-resistant apple trees.
Because in the Midwest, it's difficult to grow apples without using sprays. And we're committed to keeping this project 100% organic, which doesn't allow any of those synthetic products.
So then moving down, what are those beautiful rows?
Below the orchard are hazelnut shrubs, and that's a native Wisconsin plant. Grows wild around River Edge and throughout the state. And it's kind of a crop of the future in some respects because they see it as a crop that can be used for a lot of applications that soybeans are used for because it's very high in oil. But it has the benefit of being a perennial plant, so the soil remains in place. There's no issue of erosion, and it can be harvested year after year.
There were a bunch of adults oohing and eyeing over the sea of green when I visited. But when kid campers visit, He Stand does something special. He sets them loose on a food quest.
They follow a map, and they find these little treasure boxes. And in the treasure box are a series of clues about what am I. And then once the children, you know, figure it out, there's a sample of what that plant produces, whether it's an apple, a plum, or a pear. And then for the hazelnuts, 1 year we actually put Nutella into the treasure box, and that was really popular. So we had a whole discussion about, well, is Nutella a healthy food or is it not? And, you know, there are hazelnuts in here, but what else is in Nutella?
Another of River Edge's projects captures the interest of kids and adults alike. 2013 is year 8 of a 25-year commitment to raise baby sturgeon from the egg stage to wee prehistoric-looking fish that fits into the palm of your hand. Sue Borchert is part of the team of volunteers covering shifts every day of the week. Hers has been Monday mornings. Borchert says the work is not glamorous.
Chopping worms is not glamorous.
Volunteers flush out filters, clean the tanks, chop up the combination of worms and other baby sturgeon delicacies.
And then we have 12 in the freezer for later today because they get fed four times a day.
Ravenous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The babies.
This is Borchert's fourth year as sturgeon tender. Her partner, Corrine Baum, started this season.
I wanted to do it for my son, who's 11, because he's got some special disabilities, so I thought it'd be a fun opportunity.
Baum says it isn't her son's first dip into nature. He's happiest when exploring.
He loves, you know, the outdoors. He loves animals, plants, anything to do with the outdoors. So I thought it'd be fun for him to see the fish and... So he comes with me some of the times.
When the sturgeon are released, Baum and her son will tenderly ease a bucket into the water. The hope is that one day adult sturgeon will retrace the River Edge water imprint and spawn in the Milwaukee River. That could take years, but Corrine Baum hopes her son's sturgeon is one day spotted thriving in Lake Michigan. That could happen. Over recent weeks, 8 sturgeon, nurtured within this trailer tucked in the River Edge Forest, were found in Lake Michigan, one as far away as northern Michigan. Baum calls that experience environmental education at its best.
I love how there's just different markings.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. The River Edge Nature Center will team up with the Department of Natural Resources on Saturday morning when it releases 100,100 fingerling sturgeon. The action takes place at Lakeshore State Park on Milwaukee's lakefront, and there is more information about it at WUWM.com/lakeeffect. We'll take a short break now and be back with more of the show in just a moment. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.